Doc, Rachel, and Grunwald. And if you would like to talk to Kelly privately, I know not everybody wants to go on the air with this.
Yeah.
You can go online, WYCD.com, under Hot Links. You'll see Haunted Links. We put up a little special page there that you can get to that has all of Kelly's information where you can email her, how you can get in touch with her, and all that.
Because you know what? Honestly, it is, and I commend all these people for calling and for the
in-studio
guests today, because it is a very private, emotional, personal thing. And, you know, maybe they don't want to share it, you know, on the air with hundreds of thousands of people. I know I wouldn't personally.
Fortunately, they're on this show where it's only like tens of people.
No, but these people that are coming in, though, no, I mean, Rachel and I are getting all choked up.
Well, off the air, Kelly said to me, I was talking about my dad who passed years ago in 88, and she said of cancer, and in March. He died of pancreatic cancer March 21st. I mean, nailed it.
Yeah. And in the studio with us now, and again, thanks for coming up. Lee, it's good having you here.
Hi, Lee.
And again, I'm not going to set up the story here just so that you can just run with it here, Kelly.
Okay, Lee, when you were sitting over on the other side there, not on the other side, but here in the studio, I had a mom that was coming through, and your mom has passed, that's correct?
Correct.
Okay, and you have an April connection, birthday, anniversary, passing?
Yep.
Okay, and did your mom have diabetes or something like that? Because I'm feeling like the blood is contaminated, so there's some kind of toxin that's coming out, like the system is totally toxic to me.
She had asthma, and there was not enough oxygen in her blood.
Got it. Hmm. And Lee, are you one of two girls?
One of five. Four.
Okay, why does she separate only two of you?
Because we were the ones that helped her when she was dying.
Okay, and you're the head honcho? You made, like, final decisions?
Nope, that's my sister.
No, she says that you made some kind of a final decision and...
Yeah, I...
You had to make the choice whether she was taken off support, is that correct?
She asked me to take her out to the front yard so she could breathe her last breath.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. Ugh.
Got it.
I put her in the wheelchair, and then the following day she went into a coma.
And she says that was the best breath ever. And she said that she asked you to do that because only you had enough strength. Nobody else was strong enough. Nobody else had the backbone in the family. And so your mom is so thankful for that last moment. And she said that she got to share that moment because she says that your relationship was not always the closest. We didn't always see eye to eye, she said.
Right.
So that was her way of taking your last moment to blend it with her last moment. And that was her way of being able to say goodbye.
Nobody knew that. That happened in the middle of the night. She called me out of my sleep.
You took her out in the nighttime?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because I think when we heard that, we visualized like a beautiful sunny day.
No, it was the middle of the night and my dad was sleeping in the other room because she was on oxygen. And she kept calling me, Arlita, come, Arlita, come. And I came and I went, and she's like, put me in my wheelchair. I want to go breathe. I want to breathe fresh air.
Wow. I have to tell you, pay attention to the pennies, because she says it's a penny for your thoughts, and she's leaving them all over the place.
Yeah. She's not real happy with me right now.
Yeah, she lets you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, wow. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.